الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dearest Islamic brethren, viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, our most beloved Rasul, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Sallam, has mentioned that decorate your mahfils, your gatherings by reciting durood, by reciting salawat upon me. Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that that durood, that salawat recited in my favor will provide a nur for you on qiyamah inshaAllah wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad salatam wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, today alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, we are starting a new silsila. And before starting any permissible work, let us try to make some good intentions. As Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas, Qadri Razavi, Damat Barakatum Aliya, he's always encouraging the Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters to make intention for good deeds. He quotes a beautiful Hadith Mubarakah that beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that Niyatul Mu'mini خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. Intention of a believer is greater than his action. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, my dear Islam brother and viewers of Madani channel, first and foremost, let me make intention, let you and I make intention together, that whatever I'm doing, whatever you are listening, is only and only for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whatever we learn in this silsila, we try to pass the message on to our fellow Muslim brothers out there inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. And we make intention that when we hear the name of Allah, we praise Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We make intention that when we hear the attributes or the name of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, minimum requirement, we will recite durood, salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Likewise, one can make many intentions. The more mere intention one makes, inshaAllah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the more good deeds will be written in his account, inshaAllah Ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani channel, today's new silsila we are starting. This silsila makes our lives revolve around those personalities in order to get the complete Islam. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, today we are starting the silsila, and the silsila's name is the shining stars of the Ummah. The shining stars of the Ummah, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, the best amongst the creation after the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, are those shining stars, those companions, Sahaba Ikram, Alim Ridwan, those personalities who saw the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam with their naked eyes. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, they are undoubtedly the shining stars of the Ummah. Because why? They had the direct contact with the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam by eye view, by physical touching, being in the company, in the midst of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, my dear viewers of Madani channel, we are going to discuss about these personalities. And SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, books and books have been written about each and every companion of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah azza wa jalla, how they emulated, how they inculcated the life of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in each and every action. They were divana, they were in love with the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah azza wa jalla, that each and every action of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, they copied. And mashallah azza wa jalla, in those times, my dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, those shining stars of the Ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, they saw with their naked eyes. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, just hearing and seeing with their physical bodies, subhanallah azza wa jalla, they embraced the beautiful deen of Islam. And what a jazba, what a ishq, what a mahabba, what a love they had for Allah tabaraka ta'ala and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that they had miraculous lives. Yes, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, our stars of the Ummah, the companions of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the men, the greatest of men around the messenger of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, subhanallah azza wa jalla, they were the best. They had the best. They seen the best. They've been in the company with the best. Because why the best is none other than mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah azza wa jalla. So when we talk about the companions of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, it was not a false rumor that was recorded in the history about the great company of those greatest of men who gathered around, who stayed around, who kept in the company of mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah azza wa jalla, they had iman, they had firm belief. This is why, that is because the entirety of human history has never witnessed such an accurate documentation, honesty, and investigation of the facts of that period of our companions of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar, my dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani Channel. Our Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, Allahu Akbar, they reached elevated statuses. They reached high statuses in the bargah of Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. There was something special. They were connected to someone special. There was something special about that someone. That whenever, subhanallah azza wa jalla, whenever you talk about the companions of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when you listen to their lifestyle, you listen to their histories, the difficulties, the sacrifices, the problems they went through, and so much of hardship, so much of torture, that you wonder that if they've been through so much in their lives, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, what must have been the company of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that personality that we all go crazy about throughout the world, that whenever we hear the name of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, something happens within us. Allahu Akbar, that personality, my dear Samuel, what must have been his status, what must have been the maqam of mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Surely history has not witnessed those type of men, those type of personalities, like the personalities of Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine when the life was craving for someone to rejuvenate its spiritual values, to uplift its spiritual values, Allahu Akbar, those companions came, Allahu Akbar, they came into the company of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam with a mere look, with a mere contact, with a mere muhabbat, love. And subhanallah, they were injected so deeply with the love of Allah azza wa jalla and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that there was no turning back. When the person had got the wealth of iman, When the person got in contact with the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and when he received this beauty of Islam, the final religion of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, subhanallah azza wa jal, there was so much passionate injection, was so effective that mashallah azza wa jalla, they changed, they turned history upside down, and they've given us the highest standards of love, the highest standards of muhabba, the highest standard of ishq-e nabi sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam that was recorded in the history of mankind. My dear Islam and Views of Money Channel, it was only Sahaba-i-Kiram Ali Ridwan that could have these highest standards. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. The question always comes about that what special these personalities saw in the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that they built such a jazba, such a love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. How did they build up the jazba to gain victory over the ancient world? The world which was full of kufr, the world which was full of paganism, the world which was full of those type of beliefs which were away from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, such so much of love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's beloved Habib alayhi salatu wasalam, that subhanallah, they conquered north, south, east and west wherever they went. MashaAllah azza wa jalla, they gained victory amongst all the empires and all the sovereignties. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, they turned the world upside down. When I mean upside down, I mean they brought the world closer towards Allah and his beloved Rasul alayhi salam, closer towards Iman, closer towards Islam, closer towards Quran. How could they build with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's Quran, the words of the new Madani revolution? New Madani revolution with freshness, shining with noor, glistening with glory, and surpassing in capability. Above all, how did these personalities, subhanallah azza wa jal, the shining stars of the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, how were they able with the speed of light to illuminate the entire world of false belief? Wherever they went, they touched that area with the beauty of Islam. Madani Islam Badan and Views of Madani Channel. Undoubtedly, when we look at the lifestyle of Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan, and sometimes we become emotional. We start to cry. We think about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We think about Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. We think about Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. We think about Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And we wonder that these persons, they lived a miraculous life. They, each and every step was a miracle. Whichever path they touched, they conquered. Whichever path they touched, subhanallah azza wa jal, they strived so much that subhanallah azza wa jal, they injected the peoples with the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam so deep. Each and every step of their life was a miracle. Allahu Akbar. How did they gain that miracle? How did they gain that jazba? How did they gain that pain for the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? How did they gain that pain for the love of Allah azza wa jalla's beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Allahu Akbar. They, my dear Islam brothers and Views of Madani Channel, they achieved these miracles only and only through the reflection of the real miracle. The miracle of all miracles. And that is mine and yours and universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. It is his reflection that we see. Whenever we look at Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan and we try to comprehend their miraculous life, their life full of jazba, the life full of sabr, the life full of barakah, full of blessings, full of ishq, full of muhabbat, of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, of His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, of Islam, of Iman, of Quran, we try to wonder, what a miraculous life Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan had. My dear son brethren, it is only a mirror. It is only a reflection of the real miracle. And that real miracle is our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. No human mind can comprehend the reality of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. You will see the reflection of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the mirror image of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, in his walking, in his talking, in his eating, in his drinking, in his sleeping, in his lifestyle, in his obedience towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You will see the reflection of all the qualities of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu, we will find them in Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, Allahu Akbar. And then we try to comprehend it, that if this is the lifestyle of the companions, the shining stars of the ummah, what will be the maqam, the status of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel, inshallah tabarak with this silsila, we are basically giving us the introduction as to how they built up the jazba, that ishq, Sahaba Ikram and even what they saw so special that brought them today to the maqam of where they are as Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And so many beautiful Sahaba Ikram, Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So many beautiful Sahaba Ikram, their statuses have been elevated in the dunya, and definitely, definitely, the statuses have been elevated in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. Let us approach this topic, the topic of the shining stars of the ummah, with delight, to welcome the best human examples that was ever set in the history of mankind, the most graceful and the most virtuous. Let us see under their humble garments the most sublime and lofty in greatness and wisdom known to the entire world, none other than our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Let us, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel, try to study and little aspects of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and try to comprehend as to this is the reason why the companions of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam used to go crazy in love with the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. They, Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, they followed a special nur. They followed a special light. And that light, Allahu Akbar, that light brought them towards this status that we, that maqam that we see today. The status that our Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan hold in the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, amongst the entire mankind today. So, let us look at this light. Which light? The nur of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Because Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, they saw with the physical eye. They touched with the physical hand. They stayed in the physical company. They were madly in love with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. What a teacher he was! Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. No teacher could ever compare with the teacher with mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the teacher of all teachers, the best of teachers. And what a man! What a human, what a beautiful creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that no beauty can compare to this man, to this creation, to this beautiful creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was complete in all aspects of his life. What a greatness our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam had. The greatness, subhanallah azza wa jalla, which you would never find today. But subhanallah azza wa jalla, if you want to see the greatness of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, then we look at the greatness of Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, and we only try to understand the greatness of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and what a status of honesty. What honesty our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam had. By the Islam Radio Views of Madani Channel, that was the highest status of honesty that could ever be set in record in the world. Our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam set the highest standards. Allahu Akbar. So much so that when the people came in the contact of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, they were so overwhelmed with the honesty and the greatness of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam that they would sacrifice their lives. They would give everything, Madani Islam Radio and Views of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. What a maqam of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. What a mercy. Our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. What a mercy our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is. What a mercy, what a standard of mercy our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam set. What a mercy our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam had. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam had mercy for his companions. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam had mercy for his blessed wives. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam had mercy towards the prisoners. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam had mercy towards the kuffar. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam had mercy towards the animals. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah, what high status of mercy. He had mercy for the plants, for the birds, for the trees, for the insects. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam set the highest standards in mankind of mercy. Allahu Akbar. Oh, what a blessing. What a barakah. Our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, wherever he was, subhanallah, azawajal, was always barakah. Because he is the blessed messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All these great men, we talk around the messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, they had a blessing from the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It was full of barakah. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, what iman. What status of iman that beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam had. That subhanallah azza wa jalla, we cannot comprehend the iman and the status of the iman of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. That subhanallah, he stood steadfast, ready to sacrifice his life for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ready to sacrifice his life for the deen of Allah azza wa jalla, for Islam. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam never showed fear towards the kuffar. Never showed fear towards the enemy. Especially when he started to announce his prophethood. When the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam started to announce about the finality of that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, never had fear. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam's iman was intact and always will be intact. And those who were connected to the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, those, subhanallah, stars, shining stars, who were connected to the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and likewise those taba'in and taba taba'in that were connected with each other, and likewise those believers that were connected to taba taba'in and buzuganidin and awliya ikram right up to today, the iman will be intact, inshallah tabaraka ta'ala. What chastity our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam had. These are the things that attracted sahaba ikram Ali Midwan when they saw the examples of barakah, when they saw the standards of mercy, when they saw the standard of iman, when they saw the standard of chastity, subhanallah azza wa jal, they followed blindly. They were in love with the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, no matter how poor they were, or no matter how rich sahaba ikram Ali Ridwan were, subhanallah azza wa jalla, they were rich in love with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. What purity, what standard of purity our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam had, my dear Islam brethren. What standard of purity our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has right up to now. Allahu Akbar, that purity, nothing can touch the purity of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, because he is always pure. And he was always pure. He is always pure and always will be pure. Our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is the purest of them all. From the entire creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the first creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, mine and yours, and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. What modesty. Our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam showed haya. Like there's no other example on earth. The way our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam showed the modesty, examples of modesty. What love? Standard of love. The maqam of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when we're talking about his love. Subhanallah azza wa jal, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam gave so much of love, so much of love, so much of love, that Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, they gave their lives for the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam gave love, and all those beautiful, nurani, shining stars, Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, they gave their lives for the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, my dear Islam brethren, what about loyalty? Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was in danger many times. In many times, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was in danger. When the enemies, when the kuffar was almost cornering him, they caught him in certain corners. Cornered the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And they told him to tell that there is none, they told him to go against the kalima of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam's loyalty was so high, the standard of loyalty of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that there is no comparison. This is why the shining stars of the Ummah, Sahaba Ikram and Ridwan, they felt in love with the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. What devotion to truth. Our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam always spoke the truth. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam always spoke the truth. Allahu Akbar. Imagine at that time when beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is in the company of the Makkans in Makkatul Mukarrama, and all the people used to call him Al-Amin, the trustworthy one. And beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, one day he went and he told the Sahaba Ikram, he told the people of Makkah, Makkatul Mukarrama, that, oh people of Makkatul Mukarrama, you believe in me that I'm the truthful one? They said, yes, you are the truthful one. And beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, then bear witness there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. And Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Now we can imagine what must be going on. Because beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam built up his maqam, his status in Makkatul Mukarram. People, they knew the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. They knew that he had the best behavior, the best modesty, the best humility, the best of truth, the best of loyalty. And when he gave them this message, Allahu Akbar, everything goes upside down. Shaitan starts to do his work. Some people accept, some people don't accept. And subhanallah azza wa jal, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he spoke the highest standard of truth. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatu wa salamu alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. My dear son, brethren, and views of Madani Channel. Our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, we talk about the maqam of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. In this silsila, we are just talking about the maqam of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the status of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, so we can understand that he set the highest standards in all aspects of life, a complete code of conduct, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. A complete code of conduct. This is why Sahaba Ikram Ali Midwan, they used to joom, they used to enjoy in ecstasy, in love with the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Even our naat shaifs, people write naat. They would write naat. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, so much would they write the naat. Allahu Akbar. With inspiration, with their brains, with their power. The pens will complete writing the naat. But the human mind still cannot comprehend the maqam and the status of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. This is why there are so many shayas out there, like Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman, how many hundreds and thousands of poetry he has written on the status of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. But Ala Hazrat radiyallahu anhu tells you that this is only the starting point of the love of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. The mind cannot comprehend the maqam and the status of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So much so that when we start to think about Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, Allahu Akbar, we think about how they spend their lives. and how they fell in love with each and every aspect of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. If we recall the story of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, before becoming Muslim, before getting the wealth of Iman, in the pre-Islamic period he was a tyrant. He was a non-Muslim. And he went off to cut off the blessed head of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And what happened? Those who went in the company of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam went to contact with the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in order to take out his Mubarak neck with a sword. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They returned with the same sword. Went with the same sword to cut the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam's blessed neck. They returned with the same sword. This sword was made sharp with the love of Iman. The love of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the sword was sharpened with Iman, and subhanallah azza wa jalla, the head of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's enemies were cut off with the same sword. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So my dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, in this silsila we understand the maqam, the status of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in just few words. This is what made Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan reach the status of the shining stars of the Ummah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, my dear Islamic viewers, Madani channel. Inshallah Tabaraka Ta'ala, we are going to continue with this silsila. The shining stars of the Ummah, those greatest of men around the Messenger of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, every silsila we'll be discussing about different Sahaba Ikram Alayhim Ridwan, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and get some in depth about the ishq and love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sahaba Ikram Alayhim Ridwan are the best of the creations of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala after our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam on the earth, that set foot on the earth. Nobody can compare with our Sahaba Ikram Alayhim Ridwan. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, you use the Madani channel. It's a humble request that you keep connected to Madani channel. Wherever you are in the world, try to watch Madani channel and only Madani channel. Inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, you keep close to this beautiful movement of Dawat Islami. Wherever you are in the world, you keep close to the movement of Dawat Islami. Inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, the more closer you are to the movement of Dawat Islami, the more inshallah azza wa jalla, we will inculcate the love of Sahaba Ikram, the love of those personalities, the love of those shining stars of the Ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we make dua in the barga of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla grants us the understanding, the ability to understand the status, the maqam of the shining stars of the Ummah. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The shining stars of the Ummah. The shining stars of the Ummah. The shining stars of the Ummah. The shining stars of the Ummah.